This is Rich Wyeth at the Farnborough International Air Show. With me is Sean Ormerod, CEO of Farnborough International Limited, the main organiser, the head man behind it all, this fantastic international air show this week. It's a big show, massive show. It must be hard to organise. It takes a long time.
It's a big challenge. We have a small team, 25 strong, who spend their lives managing this in terms of their jobs every 2 years. Just to give you some context to it, the main structures, which cover over 150,000 square metres of ground, are start to be erected in the January of the year of the air show, which is a full 6 months before the show takes place. During that time, we'll have anything up to 25,000 contractors working on and off throughout that period, over 100,000 vehicle movements to take place. And we serve, in the 6 weeks just prior leading up to the air show, 45,000 hot meals for all the staff and contractors that are working on site.
That just gives us a little insight of how big it is to organise this show. And of course, the first 5 days, Monday to Friday, it's the trade show days, and there's a lot of business takes place over these 5 days, which shows how important it is.
Absolutely. It's important to know that Farnborough's main purpose and function, and the reason why it's here, is because it is an international trade show. There are over 1,450 exhibitors this time around. 55% of those are from outside of the UK. And certainly up to 40% of our trade audience will be outside the UK as well. And so Farnborough is one of the few truly international trade shows left on the UK shores, and in a small town in Hampshire.
And the government this year has taken a real keen interest in it. You've had the Prime Minister here on Wednesday, the Augusta Western Wildcat helicopters handed over to the MOD with the Secretary of State of Defence here, and lots of other ministers arriving as well.
Yes, we've had over half the cabinet here, and obviously, as you mentioned, the Prime Minister came to open the show. The amount of support that this government has shown for the aerospace industry has been quite phenomenal, and we're very, very grateful for it.
And today's future days here at the air show gives a good insight into aerospace industry for the children that's here.
Futures Day is a really special event, and I'm very proud of it personally. In 2008 we had 600 youngsters here, and in 2010 we had just over 3,000. This time around today we have 7,500 youngsters from all over the UK. Youngsters are flocking to Farnborough and engineering, and in the times we're living with the banking crisis, that's a really nice sign to have. We need all the engineers we can get.
Now, we're coming into the public days on Saturday and Sunday. Obviously, more flying will be taking place on those 2 days. What would you say is the highlight for the weekend for those that are coming?
I think the highlights, I mean, the Red Arrows are always a highlight, aren't they? And, you know, everybody loves the Vulcan. What's special about the Vulcan this year is, of course, this will be the last year ever it will be able to fly. And so we'll be saying farewell to it at Farnborough. So, of course, that's special. But new this time around, we've got the Breitling jet team along with the Red Arrows. So for the first time, certainly in the history I can remember, we've got two jet display teams both performing over the weekend. We've got the T-50 from Korea that will also be here at the weekend, and the Breitling Wingwalkers will also be joining us. So there's a vast array of aircraft. The air display is over 5 hours long, both on Saturday and Sunday. And if you're not watching something fly in the air, pop down and see the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2, which is down on static, has been here all week and was presented by Richard Branson on Wednesday. It's really quite special, and of course it's our children's air travel of the future.
And are there still tickets available for the weekend?
There certainly are, and you can book them on farnborough.com.
Fantastic. Well, Sean, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Hope to see you there.
This is Rich Wyeth. Just been having a chat with Sean Ormerod, CEO of Farnborough International Limited at the Farnborough International Air Show. It's airshowsinternationalradio.com.